Okay, we're still sitting with Hotzah, and the Mishnah talks about the shear for ink is to write two letters. We're daf 80, daf pay here. And he's chayav for Hotzah of ink to write two letters whether the ink was dry on a quill or an inkwell. Now, if one was motzi, one's letter worth of dry ink, and one's letter worth of dry ink in a quill, what's the law? So if one was motzi two letters worth of ink and wrote two letters while walking, he's chayav even if it didn't stop because its writing is considered a chana. Other shirim of Hotzah, the shir for mascara is to paint one's eye, and people don't only paint one eye. So the tznuis, the women who dress modestly and leave only one eye exposed, they paint with one eye. The shir for mascara is to paint one eye. The shir for adornment is to paint two eyes. We talk about the difference between villagers and others. On Amud Beis, we talk about the shir for Hotzah for plaster, put on the smallest amount of girls, put on the smallest finger of a girl. Bnei Israel who bring hairs while they're still minors, right talks about that size, meaning what's the right amount? The oil, an anfikun of oil is olives that didn't reach a third of their growth. Rabibi put plaster on his daughter, one lime at a time, beautifying her. Many wanted to marry her. Rabibi got 400 zuz, that's about 3 years of a standard income kedushin for her. Clumps of kneaded plaster, different types of items. And then you have the shear for Hotzah for sand. Shear for clay is to make a signet on a big merchandise sack. And Chaim says to make a signet on a letter. Rabbi Kiva says the shear is for manure or fine sand, is enough to fertilize a stalk of cabbage. And then you have the shear of Hotzah for a reed, right, to make a quill, so on and so forth. Just some background ideas that are useful here. First of all, you have Higiu, Lepirkum, below Higiu, that they have at least two pubic hairs, but they're not yet 12, and they want to remove their hairs. Rashi, they're at the age to be married, but you have not have found a husband. That's Tosfos, that they want to beautify themselves. Rabbi Chananel says they're 12 years old, but don't yet have the signs of the maturity, and they want to cause them to appear. That's the opposite of Rashi. Just in terms of Ha'ara on this daf, so the Gemara says that just as Rabbi Yehuda holds the stricter opinion with regard to the size of Gemi, which was reed grass, you also have to maintain the stricter opinion with regard to the size of a charasis, which is a charasis, a piece of clay. What's the connection between these two objects? Why does the Gemara assume that Rabbi Yehuda's opinion must be strict in both? So Ritva says that Rabbi Yehuda and the Chachamim argue about a general principle. When an object has a prevailing use and purpose, the size of the object used for that purpose is what determines the amount necessary to be chayav for Hotzah. When there's another common use for the object, but it's less common, and the size used for the less common use is smaller than the size for the more common, is the amount for Hotzah established by the more common use or by the less common use? So Rabbi Yehuda holds the size of Hotzah is established based on the smaller size, l'chumra, even though it's based on the less common use, and therefore he should also hold a stricter opinion with regards to charosis,